Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Live Your Lux Life. I'm your host, Malia, and I am happy to have you here with me on my weekly show, sharing inspirational stories, motivating each other, and sharing great products and tools to help you live your best life. Tune in weekly and visit liveyourluxlife.com to follow us on social media and catch more news, stories, and reviews. If you would like to support the show, please consider becoming a premium member at premium.liveyourluxlife.com. Premium members always receive ad-free episodes, discounted merch, and participate in our Ask Me Anything community. This all helps to support the show in bringing you weekly content.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week's episode. This week, I have a quote that I can't believe I haven't presented before. This is actually one of my favorite quotes. I might have said that before, but I really do mean this is one of my favorite quotes. I even have a shirt with Audrey Hepburn on this quote. The quote reads, "Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible." Think about it. How could you think that anything in this world is impossible? How could you think that anything in this world is not within reach? Of course, there's a lot of things that you feel like, okay, well, I don't have the money to buy this, or I don't know this person to be able to network with them. But there's so many ways that you can figure out a way to get to where you want in life. There's so many ways to figure out how to make money. I mean, money doesn't grow on trees, but there's a way to make it. If there's a will, there's a way. Have you heard that saying? So don't give up. Don't ever think that just because something seems so impossible that it's something that you cannot achieve in your lifetime, because I'm telling you, you absolutely can. Do you think that I ever thought that I'd be starting my own podcast? Did you ever think that I'd figure out how to do all the technical things that I need to start a podcast? I had no idea what I was doing when I started this. I figured it out along the way. When I thought it was impossible, guess what? It became possible. Just put one foot in front of the other. Don't think about the negative. Don't put those fake thoughts into your mind, into the universe, and think that you can't achieve whatever you want to achieve. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. Whatever goals that you have, whatever dreams that you have up on your vision board, they will come true. Why? Because you're going to work towards them. So don't forget that. So this week, this is something that's been on my mind for a while. It's actually something that I've looked into myself and that I've tried practicing. So we all have a natural internal biological clock system. So the way I like to think of it is it keeps you in tune with the world clock, with the clock of the universe, I guess you can say. It's the circadian rhythm. So the circadian rhythm, it controls your physical, your mental, and your behavioral changes. And that follows just your daily cycle. So we as humans, we can completely throw off our daily cycles by changing our patterns. Say the word circadian comes from the Latin word circa, which means around, and diem, which means day. Now, this information that we're going to go over today is just to be used as informative. I'm not a healthcare professional. You should seek advice from a professional if you have any specific personal questions. Going back to the topic, we are all in sync with the rising and setting of the sun. Plus, there's a small area that's in the middle of our brain that has its own clock that controls our patterns naturally. So this controls when we produce melatonin. It even controls our metabolism. So your body will normally be more tired at night and more alert during the day. Many things can throw off your circadian rhythm, including your sleep patterns, which is my problem, traveling in different time zones, which is always fun, right? And because that causes jet lag, the seasons of the year, and daylight savings time. So you know, if you hang out all night or you work late nights, this will completely throw your body off. This actually brings up another topic that's been on my mind. I've been thinking about, you know, the Senate recently approved no longer having the daylight saving times changes. So we're still waiting on the House, I believe, to make the decision. I think they still have to vote to approve or deny it, which means, you know, we'll always be in this same time period. You know, however, I don't know how I feel about this. There are times I love when it's dark earlier, then I can watch a movie earlier, laying on the couch. But then there's other times I love it when it stays lighter, longer outside. Then you can have a longer day and have fun with your friends and family. I would love to hear your feeling on this, on never having daylight savings changes with our time. Okay, so we're going to go back to the topic. So personally, my trouble sleeping has a lot to do with my sleep patterns, which is all over the place. You know, I work long days. Sometimes I'm up late at night working on projects. And honestly, it's just bad habits. These are my bad habits. And yes, I'm working on them. Even with my red light therapy, which absolutely does help me to sleep more sound when I do, you know, every night I use it, I still, however, control what time I decide to go to sleep. So if I decide not to go to sleep till midnight or 1 a.m, that is not going to make a difference with my red light therapy because my body is so thrown off because I'm up super late at night, which is not healthy, especially long term. Now, even eating a snack before bed or, you know, late at night can even throw off your circadian rhythm. So abnormal circadian rhythms, that can be linked to obesity, diabetes, depression, bipolar disorder, seasonal affective disorder, and even sleep disorders such as insomnia, which I'm like a self-diagnosed insomniac, which I don't know if I am or not, but I just have fun saying it. So yes, it can disrupt your mood, being able to concentrate, and it can cause stress in your life. So your body goes into its deepest sleep between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Now, in turn, your body also recognizes the opposite time of the day. So if you want to take a nap, between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. is the best time. So try not to nap after 3 p.m. because that can also throw off your circadian rhythm. So a quick nap, afternoon nap between that time, it will revive your mood and your alertness. You know, I really wish that I could take more naps, to be honest. I just feel like I have so much to do during the day. I don't ever feel like I have a time to just sit down and lay down for, you know, a 15-minute nap, but maybe one day that's something I can put towards my daily goals or weekly goals. Now, the best way to control your circadian rhythm would be to keep a schedule for sleeping. You can do daily walks, workouts, sleeping in darkness without TV or electronics. And that's easier said than done because I literally lay in bed on my phone, whether I'm watching YouTube videos or on social media or going to different websites. It's hard to just turn off electronics when it's a bad habit, because honestly, it really is a bad habit that I personally have. I'm sure you do too, you know, maybe not every night, but everyone falls for, you know, these habits of electronics laying in bed. Now, for a while, I had actually downloaded a circadian rhythm app on my phone. It would alert me throughout the day. It would alert me on times to eat, when to get out into the sunlight, to take breaks throughout the day. And there's actually prime times that you're supposed to step outside to get sunlight in the middle of you working, you know, just to get outdoors. I actually ended up turning the app off because it was annoying, to say the least. I would constantly have pop-ups alerting me of go outside and get some sun. Okay, time to eat. Okay, time to take a walk. I mean, I get it. That's the point of the app, is to put it top of mind, because we obviously are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And maybe I'll put it back on my phone. Maybe I'll download, or maybe I'll find a different one, because there's so many apps out there that some of them are not free, obviously. And then there's some that are free. And sometimes the functions of the ones that are free may not be as good as the ones that you have to pay for. So just do your research and finding an app if trying to get in sync with your circadian rhythm is something that would interest you. And something else I did, because I am a nerd at heart, I signed up to participate at this, it's a well-known hospital, it's a local research institute here in my city, and they were doing studies on monitoring circadian rhythm. Now, unfortunately, they never got back to me. I never received an email, unless it went to my spam. I'll have to check. But they never got back to me. I would have loved to participate because, like I said, I'm kind of a nerdy. I do things sometimes that other people may not do, but I'm curious about everything. You know, I think that's why I'm here with you today. But, you know, it's something, like I said, you can do it on your own. You don't have to join, you know, a research institute and let them monitor you and monitor your eating and your sleeping habits. But you could do it on your own. You know, find an app through your app store and, you know, keep track of it yourself. Because I think with the apps, it will give you like a summary of your, you know, your daily or weekly habits. And that way you can really just track it yourself. So today was interesting. And I do want to thank you for joining me. You know, I want to also invite you to become a premium member. And becoming a premium member, you'll be able to join our community where you can participate in Ask Me Anything. You'll also be able to find out who our future guests will be ahead of time. That way, if you want to submit questions to future guests, you'll be able to do that. I'll try to choose as many questions as possible that time will allow, but it is something that I'm super excited to have you all a part of, to have you a part of the Live Your Lux Life community. You can go to premium.liveyourluxlife.com to find out more information about the type of memberships that are available. And I look forward to seeing you next week. I want to thank you for joining me today on Live Your Lux Life. I hope you learned something new this week. Visit our website, liveyourluxlife.com, for more news, stories, and reviews. And follow us wherever you get your podcasts. May we see you soon on the next episode of Live Your Lux Life.